Greetings to the Path family. Our slogan at the Path is meeting you where you are. We invite you to follow, share, and check us out on social media. You may connect with us at any time, anywhere, on Facebook at The Path Church or Instagram and Twitter at Join the Path. Without further delay, enjoy this week's sermon.
Breakthrough 2020. Let me tell you, God knew what he was doing when he chose this theme for our church. He knew that we would need to be intentional about remembering breakthrough and experiencing breakthrough. And he knew we would need to be intentional about identifying and celebrating our breakthroughs. Because, I mean, I don't know about you, it's been tough at times to see the silver lining. It's been tough. So we started the year off with breakthrough, and now we're going to close it out with breakthrough. We're going to run it back. And as I look back, I've realized that there was another breakthrough, that God himself had a breakthrough in his pursuit of us. You see, and his breakthrough happened as he decided that he was going to break through our false sense of power and control and security. He decided that he was going to break through our pride and our self-sufficiency, that he was going to break through our busyness that made us feel so important and the entertainment that was always battling for our attention. He did it by breaking through the idols that we rely on for comfort and peace and happiness. You see, our Father has given us a moment of clarity, a moment to remember that we're not as big and as bad as we thought we were. A moment to remember that he's the one that's in control, and a moment to remember that we need him. We need him. Now, what we do with that moment of clarity, now that's on us. That's up to us. The beautiful thing is we've seen many people embrace the moment and use it as an opportunity to grow. We've even seen people decide that they're going to use this moment to change their lives, to follow Jesus, to get saved, to get their sins forgiven. Man, it's been amazing. But some of us, we haven't been able to turn the corner. It's just been too much. Now, we want to. We want to experience breakthrough. And if that's you, I'm here to tell you that it's never too late. Today is a perfect day to start moving toward your breakthrough. You know, I found a video that I believe can teach us a lot about the journey that we embark on when we desire to get unstuck and experience our very own breakthroughs. You know, I call it the Karate Kid breakthrough video.
Get down fast.
Run fast. Let's go, boy.
Don't fall. You gotta stay on your feet. Come on. Hit hard.
Go.
I love that. You know, I watched this video and I said, man, little man had a very real breakthrough. Like, he literally broke through that wooden board. It was amazing. But it was so much more than that, right? We know that he broke through his fears and insecurities and even feelings of inadequacy. And it was just amazing to see. And there are several things I think that we can learn from this little man's breakthrough. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the next few weeks to unpack those lessons, all right? So the first one for this week is this. Falling is not failure. Falling is not failure. We're gonna look at right at the beginning of this video here. And you know, I just want us to think about little man. Little man got up that day, got ready, he put on his karate uniform, or his gi, as they call it. And this gi is actually a symbol of your spirit, you being prepared to train. And so he was, and he got up there to the dojo, and he took his place, and he sat down, and he watched as his peers went up and did their thing and earned their belts, and people cheered, and he sat there nervously waiting for his turn. And now, the moment of truth, his parents have their phones out. Everybody's wanting to make sure they capture this monumental occasion. And what happens?
We fall down.
He fell. And that's okay, because he fell striving to achieve his goals. You see, falling is not failure. Proverbs 24:16 says this, "For though the righteous fall seven times, they rise again." You see, it's in the DNA of the righteous to fall. But too many of us have yet to step out on faith because of fear that we will fall. And we have yet to step out and step up to our own wooden boards and give it our best shot. I see this happen to men all the time, especially as they're seeking a relationship with God, as they come face to face with Jesus Christ, and they start counting the cost as to what it'll mean to become a disciple and to start all over, to start a new life, to repent. And I see so many guys just stop and say, you know, I don't know if I got it in me. I don't want to mess up. I don't want to commit because I don't want to let God down. I don't want to let my mentors down, my friends and family down, and they just stay stuck. I don't want that to be you today. Stop fearing the fall. You're going to fall. It's going to happen. Get it over with. Go for it. Most of the time, it's not as bad as you think. You'll learn from it, and then you'll be better prepared for your next kick. You know, one of the things you'll learn is how to get back up. Because yes, it's in the DNA of the righteous to fall, but it's also in the DNA of the righteous to rise again. Maybe you did try something new this year. Maybe you did step out on faith. You kicked off a new relationship, a new venture, a new life. Or maybe you tried something again, hoping that this time would be different. But it wasn't. You fell. You messed up. It didn't go as planned. And it's okay, because falling is not failure. If you did it in faith, guess what? You already pleased God. And that's the most important thing. Because if pleasing God is your guiding light, then you'll be fine, because it is God that's going to be the one that's going to help you to get back up. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 30 in the NLT says this, "Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." See, the question is not whether or not we will fall. Even the young ones, the vibrant, zealous, energetic young people are going to stumble. The question is, what happens next? Nate Robinson, bless his heart, he got knocked out. Ooh, it was rough. It was rough to watch. It was tough. But guess what? That's life. It just so happens for him that he's fell in front of millions of people. Now, for us, we may just fall in front of our family and friends, or sometimes just by ourselves. It's just us and God, and only God is watching. So pray for your boy, Nate. Please pray for Nate Robinson, because nobody wants to be defined by our falls, but by who we become as we rise again. So how do we get the strength to get back up? This scripture teaches us that it's by trusting in the Lord, trusting that there's a lesson in your losses, that there's training in your trip ups, and there's fruit in your falls. Yes, even when you fall into sin. Trusting in the Lord means trusting that His grace is sufficient. And it's His grace that leads us to get back up. It's His kindness that leads us to repentance so that times of refreshment may come from the Lord. Little man, he could have stayed down. He could have quit. I mean, he could have ran off in shame and embarrassment, but he didn't. He stayed and he got up. You see, too many of us, we run off in shame when we fall into sin. We run away from God and we run away from the church, our support system, as if the world is going to help you get back on your feet. Let me tell you, that ain't gonna happen. It's just not. And the more we run, the harder it'll be to get back up. So stay in the process. Give yourself an opportunity to experience God's grace and His love and His patience and His kindness. If we're going to finish the race and we're going to experience the breakthroughs along the way, we got to get really good at getting back up. We got to get really good at repenting, and practice makes perfect. See, the sad thing is that some people never recover. They never recover from the broken relationships or the failed marriages, and they never recover from the dreams, right? That they were so close to achieving these dreams that were so close to becoming reality before it all fell apart. Now, they may get back up physically, but they never recover emotionally and spiritually. They never dream again. They never step back out on faith. They never let God refine them through the fall. They never get to experience the rich fruit that comes from the fall. That fruit, that character that is strengthened, the things that we learn we have to do differently to succeed the next time around, those are the things that will prepare us for the next kick. But we got to train our minds to see our falls as training for the next opportunity to be righteous, the next opportunity to repent, the next opportunity to step out on faith. That's how we keep moving forward toward our breakthrough. There's a saying in our house that we've had ever since our girls were little. Ever since they started to crawl and they would stumble, or they started having, you know, taking their first steps and they would fall, and we would go, what do we do when we fall down? Then we would say, we get back up again. I want y'all to say it with me. What do we do when we fall down? Get back up again. What do we do when we fall down? Get back up again. And it has grown with them. And let me tell you, this past summer, it was the summer of falls. And I mean, they were getting, you know, scratched up, knee scrapes, elbow scrapes, blood. I mean, it was crazy. But it was because they were outside more than ever. And Arya was zooming down a little hill outside of our house, going down the hill and in her little bike with training wheels on and her little scooter. And Layla learned how to ride a bike without training wheels. And so she's loving that freedom. She got skates for her birthday. And so the more they tried new things and learned new things, the more that they fell and got little boo-boos that we had to clean up. But every time they would fall, we would say the same thing. What do we do when we fall down? We get back up again. You know, it's interesting because the other day, Layla and Aria were talking to their cousin, Jade, and they were talking about the falls that they've had. Isn't it funny? They were talking about their war wounds, their battle scars. And it just came up. It just came up in conversation. But what I loved about it was as they recounted their stories, it wasn't stories of failure. It was stories of perseverance. They told the stories like a badge of honor. They wore their falls like badges of honor. And I think we should too. I think we should too. Now, the other thing that I learned as I listened to them telling their stories was this, that in every story, they talked about the people that were there to help them back up. And that's what we're going to talk about next week. But this week, as we close out and as we get ready to take communion, I want us to remember that falling is not failure. Falling is the very reason why Jesus died on the cross for us. If we did not fall, we would not need Jesus. And sometimes God uses those times when we fall to break through our pride and our self-sufficiency and remind us just how much we need him. Let's go ahead and pray for our communion. Father God, we thank you so much for who you are, how much you love us. Thank you so much that you don't judge us by our falls, but you help us to rise again, Father. Thank you so much that you're there for us every step of the way, even when we stumble, Father. And thank you that you can use our falls for good to teach us and to help us to grow, to become more like Jesus. And we celebrate the life of Jesus. We know that we would have no shot at getting back up if Jesus had not died on the cross for us, for our sins. So we celebrate his body that was broken as we take this cracker, and we celebrate the blood that was spilled for the forgiveness of our sin as we drink this juice, Lord. And I pray that in this moment, God, that we can train our minds and to see our falls not as failures, but as badges of honor, stories of perseverance, and ways that you are equipping us to become all that you have called us to be, Father. We love you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thanks for listening to this week's sermon. New sermons are uploaded each Monday morning. Simply search The Path Church Atlanta in iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcasting service. Additionally, we greatly appreciate your feedback on iTunes. If you would like to learn more about The Path, we encourage you to visit www.thepath.church. We hope to fellowship with you soon.